She bought her dress and her shoes. Lip gloss and glow with nothing to Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 109. I am your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track by Softy. That song is called Stupid Dance. It can be found on the band's Birds and Aliens EP that came out late 2008 on Chauncey Recordings. A band out of Kansas City, kind of a little twee, but more indie pop than anything else. Certainly remind me of Shades of Lushbox here in Kansas City, or maybe DC's Tuscadero. I'm very happy to have seen them a couple weeks ago at the first Indie Pop Alliance show at Crosstown Station. Coming up next, I've got a new track by Bishop Allen. This is on the band's album, Gurr. The song is called Don't Hide Away.
On the night in question, took the records from your record collection, smashing to pieces and pieces on the ground. And you didn't even try to deny it. You said that you needed it quiet. They were playing, and you had to get away from the sound. but don't hide away too high or low. I'd really like to see you, don't you know? Don't hide away, please keep in close. 'Cause if I can't seem to find you, then you'll stay alone. By your own admission, there's nothing left to eat in the kitchen, and the garbage and the clutter are piling up out in the hall. Well, you know I'm gonna write you a letter every day like you were a debtor, so you might as well pick up the phone and give me a call. Well, don't hide away too high or low. I'd really like to see you, don't you know? Don't hide away, please keep in close. 'Cause if I can't seem to find you, then you'll stay alone.
Yeah.
Wow, that was just pop, 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 wasn't it? Well, the end of that set was Bob Mould with the song Argus. That's off his new album Life and Times that came out in April on Ante Records. That song is a little atypical of the record. That song is very much sugar, and that makes me happy. The rest of the album has some high points and some not so grand points, but if you're a fan, I say check it out, and there are a couple songs worth the price of admission there. The middle of that set brought us the Dead Girls with a song Coming On Strong from the band's The Hair Trigger EP. That came out on Docked Records February of this year. Another Kansas City band that played the Indie Pop Alliance show, and I saw them just a couple days ago opening for Creature Comforts. That band is half a Pod Star and two-thirds of Ultimate Fake Book. I definitely suggest checking them out. Fantastic power pop there. They are totally doing it right. Everything about that's great. And as I said, we started things off with Bishop Allen with the song Don't Hide Away. That album took a little bit to grow on me, but then it's wonderful. So if at first you don't succeed on that one, keep trying. It's definitely rewarding. Speaking of kind of difficult albums, let's go into something by Peter, Bjorn, and John. This track's called Lay It Down.
Hey, shut the fuck up, boy. You're starting to piss me off. Take your hands off that girl. You have already had enough. You sure can get it up. At least that's what you say. You don't know how to stop. You just can't walk away. And then we saw her face. You said she's something else. I know you just can't wait. That's more than I can take. You just can't lay it down. You just can't lay it down. Just gonna lay her down.
Hey, shut the fuck up, boy. You are starting to piss me off. Take your hands off the girl. You have already had enough. Hey, shut the fuck up, boy. You are starting to piss me off. Take your hands off the girl. You have already had
silhouettes.
Well, those are the tones of St. Vincent, the song The Party off her new album The Actor. That came out on 480 Records May of this year. Before that, we heard Via Audio, or Via Audio, if Shirley Jackson, my high school Latin teacher, is listening. The song was called Developing Active People. It's on an EP that was released on Kill Normal Records back in 2004. That's an EP I picked up on recommendation from a friend, and I can't say I'm that big of a fan, so... sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And before that, we started the set off with Peter, Bjorn, and John with the track Lay It Down off the band's album Living Thing that came out May 31st on Almost Gold Records, so a couple weeks ago. That is an album that'll take a while for you to get used to. There's certainly no big whistle solos, but as you get to the second half of the album, it gets a little darker and it gets a little better. So although I picked it up looking for pop, that's not what I found, but I'm very happy with what I did find. And that's kind of how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I share it. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We listen to it together. And hopefully I make good choices and you like what I play and you come back and listen again. We are definitely out of time here, so let me remind you that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 109. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to close things this week with the Decemberists with a track called The Rake Song. This was the single. There's not many singles on this album, but this is a good one, and it's about murdering children, so you know I'm a fan. It's on the band's album Hazards of Love that came out on Capitol Records back in March, a large rock opera with many suites, and the band toured on that, and the tour was very good. But, you know, I kind of miss the silly, fluffy pop of the olden days, so... what are you going to do? Well, thank you very much for listening, and we're going to end things off with The Rake Song by the Decemberists. Let's hear from you next week.
Say